We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Welcome to Day 23 of Joy. Today's title is Joy in His Presence. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin once said, "Joy is the infallible sign of God's presence." Our text comes to us from Psalm 16, verse 11. It says, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." In Psalm 16, David speaks against the notion that satisfaction comes from worldly wealth or human accomplishments. He testifies throughout the entire psalm that ultimate fulfillment is found only in God's protective presence. This theme is declared in the first two verses of the psalm. "Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you." In the final verse, David makes this incredible declaration about God. "In your presence, there is fullness of joy." Presence in this verse is the Hebrew word panem. This word actually means face. When we seek God's presence, we are seeking His face. This is the same word for face found in the following scriptures. Genesis 3, verse 8. "As they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." The word for fullness found in Psalm 16:11 is an Old Testament word that means abundance or fully satisfied. When we seek God's face and enter His presence, we find an abundance of joy that fully satisfies us spiritually. Tommy Newberry writes these powerful words about the fullness of joy found in God's presence. "God's presence is everything good. The joy of His presence is unmatched and unmistakable. His presence amplifies our blessings. It is comforting, purifying, invigorating, inspiring, encouraging, fortifying, and serene all at the same time. It is impossible to experience His presence and remain unchanged. His presence points us to true north, distinguishing truth from fiction and highlighting significance in an ocean of insignificance." His presence shows us where to fully engage and where to rapidly disengage. From the goals we pursue to how we use our spare moments to the moral boundaries we establish, His presence shows us when to say yes and when to say no. In His presence, our vision is corrected, and we see clearly both the truth and the deception in the world around us. God wants us to experience infinite joy. In order to do that, we must seek His face every day. Only then will we find the fullness of joy that He has planned for us. As Newberry says, "The single most influential habit you can develop to sustain joy is the intentional cultivation of seeking God's presence. For refreshing the soul, nothing comes close to immersing yourself in God's presence on a continual basis, but this requires practice. We need to discipline ourselves to spend time in God's presence. Without a true commitment to God, we can get preoccupied with the difficulties of life and miss out on spending time with the one who has the answer to all our problems. If we do not nurture a habit of saturating ourselves in His word and prayer, we can easily become distracted by things of lesser importance. Our unhealthy appetites for worldly things diminish in proportion to our practice of seeking God's presence." May Brother Lawrence's words from his classic book, Practicing the Presence of God, encourage you today. Let us occupy ourselves entirely in knowing God. The more we know Him, the more we will desire to know Him. We should feed and nourish our souls with high notions of God, which would yield us great joy in being devoted to Him. Let's think about these questions. We know, according to God's word, that a full and meaningful life is found only in God's presence. So how often do you seek God's presence? What are your thoughts on the title of Brother Lawrence's book, Practicing the Presence of God? List some ways that you could practice His presence. David's statement in today's text, "In your presence there is fullness of joy," is bookended by these two statements, "You make known to me the path of life," and "At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." So why are these two statements important to seeking God's presence? Please pray with me. Today, Lord, we seek your presence and we seek your face. We will occupy ourselves not with things and worries of the world, but we will occupy ourselves entirely in knowing you, God. Thank you that you make known the path of life, and we will have pleasures now and forevermore. We love you, Jesus. Amen.